expectation for William Jeffers, JEFFERS, November 358, address as a letter to Brian, Brian, tweets, THWAITESPAC, 2915348. Dear Mr. Tweets, follow up for Mr. Jeffers. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit August. No hospital emergency room. Weight, appetite is stable. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. No urinary problems. Wears compressing stockings, no ulcers, stable dyspnea. Not much of a cough or sputum production. Uses CPAP machine, but no oxygen, no hemoptysis. No major, no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, chronic right shoulder pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Review system done. He does not check blood pressure at home. Medication review. Notice the losartan, cardizine, nitrates, Lasix, potassium, choric eliquis. Today weight 203, stable. Blood pressure 150 over 100, right side, the large calf. I did it myself. He follows cardiology doctor Steven Sma, S-E-V as in Victor, E-N-S-M-A. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear. No pericardial wrap, no gross arrhythmia. Excuse me, does have irregular breathing, but rate is less than 90, on beta blockers, anticoagulation, obesity of the abdomen, tympanic, 1 plus edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.58, is still within baseline, representing a GFR 47 stage 3, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, related to hypertension. Normal size kidneys without obstruction. Testing for renal artery stenosis, Doppler study was negative. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He says to be compliant with medications. Blood pressure in the office poorly controlled. This needs to be checked at home. I did not change medicines today. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or add bicarbonate. There is normal nutrition, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Encourage physical activity, weight reduction, low sodium, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. All issues discussed, come back in 6 months.